Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast on personality development. This is your host Aditya Mehta. Before getting started, I should tell you that this episode is somewhat connected with the last episode. So if you haven't listened to my previous episode, I would recommend you to listen to that episode first. Coming back to this episode, I often wonder, how can one stay motivated and dedicated to this world where you perform the same mundane tasks every day? I'm sure all of us have come across times where we feel we are just done with life and what it is offering to you. In spite of all of this, we need to go on, be happy, and stay motivated and dedicated for the larger purpose of life. But how do we do that? Well, today I'm going to tell you the four ways to always stay motivated and dedicated. So, without wasting any time, let's get to point number one. Realization of mortality. We all have heard stories about people regretting on their deathbed. Regret of living a life as per what people expect of you and not true to yourself. Unable to give time to family and friends and keeping yourself away from happiness. It is so sad to hear such stories, but it becomes ridiculous when we realize that we are doing the same thing. We always think that there is a whole lot of life to live on our own terms once we are settled. But when are we settled? After studying? After getting a job? After buying a car? Or after buying a house or land? When? We put so much effort on materialistic success, right? Like we join the rat race, get jobs, pay loans, fight every day's battle of stress just to survive and create a worry-free future. But in the process, we actually forget what our talent is and what truly gives us happiness. Do this simple exercise every day. What is it you want to do in this life? Think about it and write it. Put it on the place where you will see it every time. And try achieving it one by one. Now, these dreams can be anything, like going on a solo trip all by your own, or you want to see the Eiffel Tower, or anything which is your real dream and you want to achieve it. Anything which gives you happiness. Start planning for all these things one by one. Even planning and saving for these dreams are going to give you the best feeling of motivation. Imagine what would it be to actually fulfilling it. Right? However, point number two. Define goals and visualize them. Before embarking on the journey of our true passion, it is very important to ask ourselves, what is it that I want to become? What is the purpose of my life? This single question unlocks many unknown desires of our life. Knowing the answer, you are automatically going to know what your priorities are. Also, it will give you a sense of belief in your own talent. Like I told you about the aspiring designer friend of mine, did not actually have belief in his own talent, so his priorities shifted. But on the other hand, the actor friend of mine is doing some wonderful acting in the theaters. And obviously, once you know what your passion is, stick to it. Come what may, you are going to complete it. You are going to go for it and believe that in life, if life is getting tough, you are going to get tougher. Point number three. Failure is always learning. We all have heard one sentence in our entire life. Failure are the stepping stones to success. But we never really like failure, do we? If you have had any failure in your life, be fortunate about it. Because those who have never faced failures tend to get broken when they face failure for the first time. Taking failure graciously and as a part of lesson is an art. It takes time, but you need to start somewhere. Last point of this episode is point number 4, and that is remind yourself of your achievements. This is one of the most important things which we forget in our day-to-day lives. We often want to give up, but all we remember is why should we give up when you have achieved so much in the process. Whenever you feel that you are going to give up, tell yourself how far you have reached. Tell yourself all the things which you have accomplished throughout the journey. This will make you strengthen your belief in yourself, and it will forbid you to give up. Well, that's it for this episode, guys. Thank you so very much for listening. Make sure to follow or subscribe to this podcast to be the first one to know when the new episode comes out. Also, do not forget to like my Facebook page and do follow me on Instagram. Links are mentioned in the description. And also, if you like my podcast, make sure to share it with your friends as well. Thank you very much, and bye-bye.